French President François Hollande has demanded answers from U.S. President Barack Obama about the National Security Agency's spying on French citizens. In a statement, Hollande also expressed his deep disapproval of Washington's eavesdropping on millions of French people's phone calls. Hollande said spying activities between allies are not acceptable because it is a violation of French citizens' privacy. Meanwhile, the U.S. says some claims by the French press about its information gathering are distorted. Earlier, the U.S. State Department announced that it does not want to see its ties with France damaged due to the issue. Well, let's cross over to New York. Joining us via Skype is Danny Schechter. He's the editor of MediaChannel.org. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Schechter. Now, when the earlier revelations came by Snowden, initially it was understood that this was just the tip of the iceberg. However, it seems the U.S. is gaining the wrath of many, many governments around the world. What do you make of the recent revelations?
Well, the Obama administration prided itself on its technological savvy and sophistication. Obama's reelection was partly a function of their mastery of what's called big data. They were able to use technology and with great sophistication. But now they're being undermined by technology, technology that they don't have under their control. One of them, the problems they're having is with their website for the health care plan, which Obama has vested his entire administration on. They can't get people to sign up because the websites aren't working. And now this, the NSA has become a global issue, not just an American problem. You have revelations that have taken place in Brazil, in Mexico, and now in France, with people outraged when they've learned that the United States government is spying on them. And these are countries that are considered our allies. There were protests in France, probably bigger and louder protests than there even been in the United States, against NSA overreach, NSA spying on Americans and now people all over the world. This is not good for the Obama administration because it seems that the entire NSA operation is out of control. Perhaps that's why General Alexander, the head man, has suddenly stepped down. I'm sure he was pushed. He didn't do it voluntarily. But, you know, this problem is not going to go away. And Snowden has many more revelations to drop. There's been an announcement that a billionaire, Omidyar, who was connected to eBay, who made a fortune on eBay, is now financing Glenn Greenwald and other journalists who've been investigating these surveillance abuses. So what we have to look forward to, if you want to call it that, is more revelations that are going to be damaging and embarrassing to the United States government. This can't
be very
good.
But Mr. Schechter, how concerned is the U.S. government in actuality, considering with regards to this recent revelation, the White House just responded, hey, everybody does it?
Well, you know, of course they're justifying, they're rationalizing, they're attempting to minimize the impact of it all. Everyone does it, but everyone doesn't have the global reach of an NSA that's interfering. You know, I'm sure that if we discovered that the Chinese intelligence was investigating the habits, you know, and consumer practices of most Americans, there would be a tremendous outcry in this country. Do they have the capacity to do it? Possibly. Are they doing it? Probably not. So the United States is involved in a high-profile espionage effort that is only causing more problems for the United States. And I think we're going to see more revelations in the weeks and months ahead.
Okay, we're going to have to wait and see how this pans out. Editor of MediaChannel.org, Danny Schechter, joining us from New York. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.
Thank you.